Now, on to your comments. Each week we share your letters and voicemails for your take on stories that we've covered. NPR's Ed Gordon reads some listener feedback from the past week.
Recently on our roundtable, we discussed a new report that found that race plays a role in charitable giving and that black victims often receive less support than their white counterparts. Listener David Lamb of San Francisco thinks people use several factors in deciding where to send their charitable dollars, and race is only one of many. He sent us this email. Right or wrong, individuals use all types of personal criteria in deciding on where to send his or her donation dollars or where to show sympathy. Race is one of many. Who out there doesn't feel more sorry for children who are injured or killed in an accident? Who feels it's more of a tragedy for a new mother or father to die as opposed to a single bachelor? Who garners more sympathy? A person attacked for being gay or a victim of child molestation? How about conducting a study on how many African Americans gave to tsunami victims as opposed to Katrina victims? I'm sure we would find some illuminating data there as well. Another roundtable topic that received several responses was about a hate crime in New York City. A young white man was on trial for beating a black man and using the N-word while doing so. His defense argued that he grew up listening to hip-hop music in a mixed neighborhood and therefore was not using the word as a racial slur. Listener Daryl Williams of Brooklyn, New York thinks it's time to stop making hip-hop a scapegoat. He writes, instead of blaming the so-called hip-hop culture for everything that happens negatively to our young folks, black and or white, why aren't we looking at this young man's upbringing? If he's using the N-word, then I'm pretty sure that his parents are using the N-word also. Just because the garbage that we hear on radio and television is so influential, as your roundtable mentioned, it doesn't mean that it's the only reason our youth make poor choices in life. Hip-hop, just like everything else, has its good and bad, but it doesn't raise our kids. Parents do. John Tolman, a teacher in Fredericksburg, Virginia, says he's saddened by the use of the N-word among African Americans and finds it offensive, no matter who uses it. He left us this message.
I was teaching high school math earlier this year, and in one of my classes, I got very upset with one of my students for the use of the N-word with another student. And he turned around and explained to me that it wasn't racism because he was black and the other student was black. And I'm white, and there, because a black student used it to a black student, therefore wasn't racism. Well, when I told him, well, that may be the case, but I'm offended by it, his comment to me indicated that I really didn't have any standing to understand the use of the word, and it was almost as if there was an ownership, as if, as a member of a certain race, they owned the word, could use it for what they wanted, and I didn't have any real right to be offended, and that to me was almost more disturbing than the use of the word in the first place.
We appreciate all of your comments. Good or bad, we want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.